most intense, thrilling, electrifying sport on the planet. Mixed Martial Arts. You've been looking for the definitive podcast to call your new home to hear everything about it. The search is over. This is the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. Bringing you the hottest MMA breakdown straight from the heart of the octagon. This show is all about MMA breakdowns. For fans, by fans. We're talking UFC, MMA, and the occasional big boxing match. We'll bring our unique take on how these fights are going to play out and who we think are the best bets. Welcome to the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. And now your hosts, Olin, a.k.a. MMA Anomaly, and Emiliano.
Welcome back to the MMA Anomaly Show, folks. I'm your host, Olin, a.k.a. MMA Anomaly. And as you can see, there's a bit of a change of space, a change of pace. No Nano, no Jive Turkey in the room today, folks. So it appears as though I don't have a co-host for this episode. And that's just fine. Maybe we're flying solo tonight, right? Or maybe, just maybe, we're not. Maybe we have a little bit of a surprise co-host on two wheels, and her name is Tav Jelly, folks. Give it up for the new co-host with the most. Let's go!
Sav Jelly!
We have done a handful of shots. 4, 5, 6. I don't know. You tell us. Either way, we're here. We're having a good time. We're in Vegas. And we are going to go to UFC 313 tomorrow. I cannot freaking wait. We don't necessarily have to break down all the fights, but we did want to talk about some of them at the very least. And kind of what Sav has seen thus far. In this MMA anomaly of a week, if we should call it that. So first things first, how are you feeling being in Vegas, Sav?
Amazing. This is my first live UFC weekend, and it's been amazing. Surreal. The energy is incredible.
Things you absolutely love to hear. And just make sure you're speaking into the front end of the mic.
Incredible.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. ASMR, folks. So folks, we are here. We're in Vegas. Sav has actually been here since yesterday, has already made some new friends, and has already got a little bit of a hookup on the floor seats when it comes to the weigh-ins and the presser and getting double chef kisses blown at her from John Anik.
One more sleep. It's Friday. Let's go.
One more sleep, folks. Oh, no. I forgot to send Leroy my picks. Oh, no.
Come on. Get it together.
That's the only way anybody at that competition is ever going to beat me, Lee. Oh, boy. Well, you already know if you watch the show, if we go back to last week's debacle. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that to you. But man. Matua, I did not download Zell, but I will. I definitely will. Wow, how embarrassing. I am that guy now. It's a fact. How does Vegas for UFC rate on Sav's bun? I mean, scale of 1 to 10, it's shaking. It's the bun is bunning. Oh man, Leroy. You just ruined my whole night by telling me I didn't send you my picks. Cause I had so many underdogs for this one. Ray Saruya is the number one that comes to mind. Justin Gaethje and Magomed Ankalaev.
Being an underdog is insane.
And let me tell you, I mean, Ray Saruya would have been the dog of the week for me. Fuck, I am upset about it. I'm super upset about it.
Oh my god, I'm on the MMA Anomaly Show with the soundboard.
It's happening.
With the soundboard.
Folks.
It's real.
Things you love to see, folks. Things you love to see. Oh, man, Leroy. I am going to kick up a stink about not knowing, for sure. Let her push the buttons. Here, I got you.
I already know what I want. That was me. I did that.
That was her.
All right. Good job, champ.
That was all her. Sav in person is a vibe. You're absolutely right. And speaking of people that are in person... being a vibe.
Let's go.
Miss Mary, She's probably come out of the basement here. So we can do a quick shot on the show for you all.
We know you're
I've already
watching.
Got them poured up. We know everybody's waiting. We know everybody's watching. So yours is right there. Ours is right here. Folks, listen, we're going to do a real special toast here on the
Shout
MMA Anomaly
out
Show.
Miss Mary.
If you drink, raise Let's one go. Up with us as always. If you don't, do a little sippy sip of water. Whatever you drink, drink it, folks. Cheers to you. Woo. Cheers to us. Cheers to you all being here. The biceps are bicepping tonight, folks. I'm not going to be able to get past even thinking about the fact that I didn't submit my dog pics tonight. Oh, it's a sad night, folks. So we gotta get past this somehow. Sav Jelly, we gotta pick a fight to talk about here on the preliminary card. You already know what my pick is.
Talk about.
What's not to talk about? That's a fact. You know what? We could talk about at least two of them. We can Tupac it.
I know you want to talk about Joshua Van versus
Ray Saruya, folks, coming in against Joshua Van. Oh, man. It's a 23-year-old versus a 22-year-old. It's two guys that are absolute studs coming into the 125-pound division. And Ray Saruya not only brings in a 3-inch reach advantage, but he also brings in a hell of a wrestling advantage. The scrambles, the grappling, and the swagger. The gusto, Saf. It's just, I think it's going to be a little bit too much.
He's a star. He's a future star. He's good.
So are you leaning Ray as well?
I think so. He's 10-0. I think he's got it.
All day, baby. Miss Mary 616, back to being locked in the bathroom for me. Leroy, Miss Mary be pulling the strings in the back. She's on that Da Vinci shit. Oh, you already know, baby. You already know. And Sterling, S-Dogs MMA, man.
By bathroom, she means production studio.
The production studio, folks. He said, I'm sparking up. Brother, we stay sparking up.
Let's go.
Matua says Ray has to go through hell to get to his positions. Well, you're not wrong. But his opponent has given up a lot more takedowns to a lot less opposition, or a lot less technical opposition, right? If we look at what his opponent has seen in recent years, right? We're looking at Joshua Van coming in here against Cody Durden is the fight that comes to mind, right? In 2024, December 7th, he gave up 2 of 8 takedowns. And mind you, his opponent was able to rack up quite a bit of takedown control there. With all due respect, Matua, I'll bet you a double shot in $50 that Ray Saruya is a significantly better fighter, or grappler for that matter, MMA grappler specifically, than Cody Durden. And I'd be pretty confident that you don't want to take that bet. Because you know I'm right. do I know that that's going to pay dividends in this fight? I'm not going to bet you a double shot and $50 on that, my friend. But I like Ray here. I like Ray a lot. I may or may not have locked in a two-leg parlay to start off the night, right? Ray Saruya, Justin Gaethje, both dogs, folks. And both going to cash. All right, folks, both going to cash. Sav, that's the normal reaction to shots, LOL. Olin has a problem.
That makes me feel so much better.
Olin has a skill set. Olin works in the alcohol vertical in corporate marketing and sales. And what I have is kind of a bit of a cheat code, because they can invite me to where they make the whiskey or where they make the wine. And while we drink, I'm fine. And then I'm able to talk to them about business stuff. So the same way I'm able to talk to you guys about business stuff or fighting stuff, which is what we're talking about tonight, I do not accept that bet. You make a valid fun case for Ray. Matua, I give you a mamua for that one, my friend, because, I just think Ray is such a good grappler. The third person talk is top tier. Cheat code is what we're calling it nowadays. It is, S-Dogs. And I don't like your judgy tone, all right? I can hear it through the fucking text.
His cheat codes don't even work. It's still nasty.
My cheat codes do work. My cheat codes work for me. Oh, man. So, yeah, we're both leaning Ray here. And as of right now, folks, you can actually get Ray Saruya on DraftKings Sportsbooks, which, again, got to say for the 100th time, we are not sponsored. Gosh darn it, do we hope to be sponsored someday. You can get him at plus 140 on DraftKings Sportsbooks over a minus 166 Joshua Van. Those odds are only going up. And let me tell you, here in Vegas at BetMGM, if I'm not mistaken, I think we got him at plus 146, folks. So let's fucking go. And you get Justin Gaethje at over plus 100 as well. Pair them together and we're turning $250 into $1,500. It just feels like Vegas wants us to feel good. It just feels like Vegas wants us to win. Capitan Rafucho, welcome to the chat, my friend. Always happy to see you.
Let's go.
Hit us with a flex in your home and hit us with a like on the YouTube, my friend. Leroy, just gone 20 past midday. This old fella going to bed. All love for Olin Sav, Miss Mary, and the chat. Leroy.
Buenas noches, Leroy.
All love for you, my friend. And speaking of all love, there's more than one fight that we got to talk about on this preliminary card. We skip past the early prelims so we can make room for this one. Now, Bruno Fajeda, the Hulk versus Armin Petrosian, it is an absolute barn burner that is getting slept on, but we're not going to talk about it because there are two more burn burners on this preliminary card that we would be remiss if we didn't talk about. It is an Alex Morono versus Carlos Leal coming in at welterweight. Leal.
You remember that robbery? When I think of Leal, I think of robbery.
I think of two things. I think of the robbery, and I think of the fact that he has such bad back knee, you could play connect the dots with it. And if you do play connect the dots, it'll spell out steroids, I believe. I think Alex Morono is my talk going into this one. Look, I'm sorry. It was...
I can't get over the soundboard.
Hey, we're hitting the soundboard five shots in, folks.
Let's go.
Let's go. S-Dog said, Justin Alex Rufy Bahamundes is my parlay. Brother! Am I?
I gotta go with Turner. I got everything. I'm on the same, except I gotta have Turner.
You know what's funny? I might tell this, but I might take King Green.
That's gonna be a crazy fight. Everyone's sleeping on Green. I have Rufy, but that's not too.
Brain says Rufy, but let me tell you, Matua. Oh, let's fucking go, kid.
That's gonna be incredible.
Is my phone? I'm locking this in. Babe, lock this in the bathroom, and they're in your dungeon right now in the production studio. yeah, no, we're locking this in. We're fucking locking this in, folks. I gotta do it, Justin. You know what? No, I'm going opposite on a couple of these. S-Dogs. We're going parlay to parlay, S-Dogs. Yeah, I think it has to happen. I think we're going parlay versus parlay here. I got a feeling about this one. So this guy, I'm going to put his comment up. He said, Justin Alex Rufy Bahamundes. And I like it. 50%.
We've got an incredible fight card ahead of us.
When all of these are viable, like if I put a four-leg parlay on these same fights, and two out of four of them are different picks. Oh, and by the way, Sterling's picks, all viable options. My picks, all viable options. That's when you know, without a shadow of a fucking doubt, kids, we got ourselves a fight card.
Incredible. And
the matchmakers have really done an outstanding job this week. So I'll tell you what, I'll tell you on two out of four, but I'm gonna switch it up. And next week we'll recap on your show or mine or both. And we'll have a good old time. So I'm going to follow you on Justin I'm going to follow you on Baja Mondays, right? I'll take the top and I'll take the bottom. But when it comes to Alex and Rufy, you're not going to put me to sleep with a Rufy tonight, baby. I'm up all day. I'm up all night. And I know who's going to win that fight. And his name rhymes with ring, which is what I'll be wearing in this competition. Because we're talking about King. King Green, baby. Let's go.
I'm here in the flesh.
We're making dad jokes all day.
And his jokes.
Making dad jokes all day, baby. On the fly. You know we don't lie. So yeah, I'm going to take King Danny. Green. And I'm also going to take Magomed Ankalaev. Because look. If we're talking about
now Shama
Pineda versus Ankalaev,
Shama,
then the dog is definitely live Shama. With Ankalaev. Okay, folks.
Shama.
No Shama.
Shama.
No Shama.
Shama.
No Shama.
I said Shama.
I said no Shama. don't fade the nerds. I mean, Lane. I mean, I don't think I need to say a whole lot, but can you see me?
No one's fading the nerds.
I'm a nerd. I'm not fading the nerds.
No
I love the nerds.
Nerds.
And I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. Lane, I think, with all due respect, and I am saying with all due respect, I think that Rufy becomes a future champion. But I think he has to learn lessons along the way in order to do that. Just like all of us. I think that King Green is going to teach him a lot of lessons. I really, really do.
I'm so excited.
We got bets going on in the chat, folks. Let's go. We got Matua saying Lane. I got 15 on Green.
He shook on it.
And then Lane saying 15 large on Tua. The handshake emoji. Andrew Nance has confirmed the bet.
Post show.
With
we better
Chama.
See this conversation.
Let's go, folks. Let's go. We got Anakin in the chat, too. You already know that's Money in the Bank, baby. 15 Americano large Lane on Rufy. Oh, man. Dude, I love this. Calling the shot. Matu is saying straight up, we're taking American dollars on it. We got Chamas in the chat. Oh, man. Oh, man. And I mean, we're still trying to talk about Alex Morono versus fucking Carlos Leal. We haven't got past the back knee.
I think people are sleeping on Morono.
I agree. And if you've never read a Batman comic or watched Gotham, I mean, he literally looks like a fucking Batman villain, Alex Morono. Victor Zsasz. Like, he fights like Victor Zsasz too, right? To make a quick analogy, right? The man is calm, calculated. He is a killer. He's not someone that you would look at and be like, well, that's the deadliest Batman villain of all time. But you would think he's someone that's going to give him a run for his money because he's fucking good. And that's Alex Morono. He's not the best knockout artist. He's not the best submission artist. He's not the best grappler. He's not the best fucking welterweight in the UFC. But he's really good at everything.
He's well-rounded.
Extremely well-rounded. And I think this is going to be a proving ground for that. So give me Morono on this one all day. Morono decision, not a bad idea. I mean, facts. But with all due respect, I would double down and say, I mean, if you're taking Morono... Morono plus 500 is not bad. That's money line.
That's crazy.
Look, on fucking DraftKings, you get him right now plus 500 money line. You put one unit on that, you'd literally get back six units. Come on. Lane, want to make a tattoo bet? Oh my God.
If we make
somebody get a tattoo on this show, I will die a happy guy.
I want to make a tattoo bet. Look at me. Come on, let's go. Tattoo bet.
On her face.
No, Shama.
Only jellyfish is for the face. But Lane, I think you should take that bet. For sure. Miss Mary said, shout out to Sav for hanging with MMA Anomaly when it comes to shots.
I don't know how you do it, Miss Mary.
She sends me to the room to record a podcast with Nano instead. That's how she does it. She's like, no, Shama. I'm not doing these shots. No shot, Ma.
No, Shama.
No shot, Ma. So, yeah, we're both going Alex Morono on this one. We're feeling the dogs here tonight. And speaking of dogs, we got to talk about the heavyweight bout between Curtis razor blades coming in against Rizvan Kuniev. Obviously, Rizvan is the lighter man. He is the lighter man in terms of strength of schedule and UFC tenure. Coming in at 12-2, his opponent 18-5 with one no contest. Look, the older man is obviously the more seasoned veteran in Curtis Razor Blades. Has a 4-inch reach advantage. Both standing at the same height. Again, Blades the heavier man. I'm not going to do a ton of breakdown on this one. I'd rather just hear you talk about it because I did mine on the show this week. Sav, I'm with Blades. Am I crazy here, or are we wavelengthing right now?
No, Blades has to school this boy. Just like Blades said, Blades had to Google him. I had to Google him. I don't know. Blades going to have to teach him a lesson.
I love that. Absolutely love that. But we got some heat in the chat. We got Validizi trying to hit us with a little bit of a Validizi's validation right now. Give me that dog and that heavyweight bout. We do love a dog. But Validizi, can you validate why you feel that way? What is it about Rizvan, other than the fact that his first three letters of his name are Riz, and you think he's going to Riz up the crowd in there and get it done? Other than that, what do you think is Riz's key factors to victory here, folks? Miss Mary saying, S-Dog! Let's fucking go.
Shout out, S-Dog.
And of course, she's responding to S-Dog saying, shout out, Miss Mary, 616. You already know what it is.
Let's go.
So, yeah, I mean, are you on Blades? Are you on Rizvan?
I'm definitely on Blades. I'm always on Blades. I am team Blades.
I love that. You think he gets it done inside the distance, or you think he takes him to the decision?
So I'm going to go with Blades knockout round two.
Whoa!
I think Blades is going to get a KO.
I could see that. I could see that with some ground and pound. Just get, oh yeah. Joel Janison. Oh, I like that last name. That's a sick last name. Janison. Am I saying that right? That's a cool-ass last name, Joel. I appreciate you being here. Anakin, my dog. Lane, yo, Daisy. Rizzy Dub. Anakin in the chat saying, Kuniev is in good shape. Kuniev does look good, and Miss Mary saw him at the weigh-ins.
Blades looks better.
She's saying he looks amazing right now, but Miss Mary, thank you. I was going to say, you're talking about Blades, yeah? The best he's ever looked. We talked about this. Man is 260 pounds and has a fucking six pack.
He's so fit. And he looked so confident.
I'm 203 and I don't have a six pack.
Ceremonial weigh-ins, he was so confident. Like, I felt it. It's
oh,
Blades.
Curtis, he looked so good at the weigh-ins.
It's Blades.
It's got to be Blades. Blades by decision. Joel, I like that. I like that. Oh, and I pronounced it correctly. Let's go, baby. Let's go. I love that. And I know you pronounced MMA Anomaly correctly. Right away. I could feel that from your aura, as the kids say. So moving into the next fight, folks, we got to jump into the main card. As Bruce Buffer would say, folks, you already know what it is.
It's time!
It's time for the main card, folks. We got King Green coming into the lightweight division against Mauricio Rufi, who I just keep wanting to call Shogun because his name is Mauricio. Not fair. 10-year age difference here. And a 4-inch reach difference here, both in favor of Mauricio Rufi, the anime fan in the Fighting Nerds alum. Do you think he gets it done, or are we going King Green here?
I'm going with Rufi, but I think it's going to be a great fight. I don't think Green is going to make it easy for him at all.
I like that. I'll be honest with you. Like, brain is basically telling me, go, just like Joel Janison said, got Rufi on this one. Dude, Rufi's last name is the same as a drug that is known to put you on your ass.
And we got a fighting nerd. We know how the fighting nerds have been so far.
Come on. And we got a fighting nerd sitting right here, baby. We already know Rufi is out here to put you to sleep. He's down to put you on your ass. But King Green, I mean, he said it best himself, folks. Gonna pull a Bill Cosby on him, Validizi said. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, that gets a laugh. No crickets for that one, man.
But this is a challenge for Rufy. I'm going for Rufy. I got Rufy, but this is a tough one.
Joel, I know you're new to the channel, so let's go ahead and let's have some fun with this one. I'll bet a shot. I don't know if you drink, but if you do, let's bet a shot on this one, my friend. You versus me, one shot. You take the fighting nerd, which I'm a big fan of. I actually think he's going to be champion someday, but not today. How good is Jamesy on top? Anakin, my fucking guy, my brethren, my friend, my compadre. You are just laying it down for me to play it out, my friend. And I truly, truly appreciate it. And that's why you're Anakin. We really do. Look, how good is Jamesy on top? Because when that man came in on short notice, he almost had Rufy looking like he was Jan Bottom. Okay. It was a competitive fight. It was a competitive fight. So that's why me and Joel, you heard it here first, folks. We're putting the bet on it. One shot. Whatever you drink. I'll be drinking bourbon or whiskey, my friend. And I'm going to put it on King Green. Because I think King Green actually has a shot at getting this done. He is going to be the best.
Absolutely got a shot. You cannot bet on this fight confidently.
No, dude.
There's no way.
And if you're betting on it confidently, like with all due respect, how confidently are you betting on a minus 470? In a fight this close, give me plus 360 all day, folks.
Plus 360?
Plus 360. Again, that's quick maths. You put one unit on him, you get 4.6 units back. Come on.
That's crazy. There's no confident choice in this fight.
Like for me, like why not put $50 on King Green and cash 230? It might just be money in the bank, folks. And if you feel so bullish as to do it, maybe pair him with another underdog. We love that. We fucking love cashing on a two-leg underdog bet. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. Joel Janison said, can never underestimate the vets. Very true. That's it. Like, Yontop was 14 pounds over and has a granite chin. Salty24, welcome to the chat. If you're new here, we'd appreciate if you hit the like, the comment, subscribe, smash the bells for notifications, all that stuff. But more than anything, we appreciate the live comment because that is fire. Yontop was 14 pounds over and he does have a granite chin. Bobby Green does not have a granite chin. What he does have is an unorthodox striking style. Great sense of range and distance management. And a very high level of fight IQ. One that somebody like Mauricio Rufy, no matter how fucking good he is, he doesn't have in the UFC.
Bobby Green's been there, done that. This is Rufy's biggest challenge yet.
And with all due respect, if you and people in the chat, I want you to answer this question honestly. Okay? If you come into this and you put Mauricio Rufy in there against Dustin Poirier 4 years ago, do you think he has a shot at knocking out Dustin Poirier?
Woo!
Because I simply don't think he has a shot in hell. Mauricio Rufy today against Dustin Poirier 4 years ago.
Don't be silly.
Because he'll jump the gilly. Okay? My boy DP, he knocked out Bobby King Green. But before that happened, the announcers, Joe Rogan himself, they were saying that Dustin Poirier was on his way to getting beat in that fight. Up until he actually finished the fight. So, again, with all due respect, you don't think Rufy's going to get a leg up on DP, but Bobby Green was getting the best of him. I got my money on King Green, folks.
Woo! I'm going for Rufy, but like I said, I don't think it's an easy fight for him at all. It's anyone's fight.
Let's go,
I'm not folks. Confident in my pick.
It's going to be a close one. It's going to be a close one. Obviously, we got to talk about the main and co-main, but we got one more fight to talk about before then, folks. I feel like we haven't talked about this one at all, so I don't know if we're even on the same page on this one. Jalen Turner coming in to the lightweight division against Ignacio Bahamondes. Sav.
Potential fight of the night. This one's definitely potential fight of the night. I don't know. I'm going for Turner, but Bahamondes is a rising star. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be such a great fight. But I got Turner.
I got Bahamondes.
This is another one I'm not confident in. I am not confident in this pick whatsoever.
And Vegas isn't super confident in it either. It's damn near a pick 'em. It's plus 110 for Jalen Turner and minus 130 for Ignacio Bahamondes. I won't be betting on this one. at all here in Vegas, folks. I'm not doing it.
It's anyone's fight. They are both amazing.
Look, I wouldn't fuck this bet with Joel Janison's dick, okay? It's just not going to happen. The odds are too close. The fight is too close. It's just not going to happen. And Joel agrees, right? Joel's saying it here in the chat right now. This is a tough one.
It is a tough one. This is.
And we got Haley Johansson in the chat right now for the first time. Haley Johnson. Sorry, I want to make sure I pronounce your name correct there. Double KO. That would be incredible.
That would be crazy.
That would actually be incredible. Salty 24. Yeah, this is a bit of a coin flip. I completely agree. It's a lot of a coin flip.
Absolutely.
But.
Absolutely.
It's a coin flip because of two things, right? We have Bahamundez's boxing, stand up, overall just striking ability versus Jalen Turner's craftiness and veteranship and grappling. Look, I know I'm being a bit biased here, folks. I'm more trained in Muay Thai, lo and behold, like far, far, far more trained in Muay Thai than anything else. So I have a lot of my BJJ friends and fanatics that train say, hey, you know, 85% or more of fights, street fights or in the octagon, they end up on the ground. Do you know what I respond to all of those guys with, those guys and girls? Well, that's a fun fact. I have a fun fact for you as well. 100% of those fights end up starting on the feet.
That is facts.
So Jalen has to get him to the ground. Bahamundez is crafty when it comes to the takedown defense, and his agility, his speed, and by golly, his accuracy. He's like a sniper in there with those hands. I think he's going to prove to be too much for Jalen. We've seen Jalen get touched up before, and we've also seen him count his chickens before his eggs have hatched.
But we have also seen Jalen touch up before. Jalen is a knockout / technical knockout artist.
You're not wrong.
And I think it's going to be Jalen Turner by TKO.
You're not wrong. Now, the main reason that I'm actually picking against him is because of one of Jalen's better performances. He went in there against Hinato Money Moicano.
Which is a tough fight.
Which is a tough fight for anybody right now. Not named Islam Makhachev. But he touched him up, as you said. He really did. He knocked him down, but not out. And then he took a step back. Counted them chickens before those eggs hatched. And then Hinato Moicano, he stood up. And boy, what did he do? He landed 87 total strikes to 16 in that fight. He ended up walking away with the victory after getting 2 of 6 takedowns. Right? At a 33.3% takedown accuracy clip. I was like, I know that math. I had to double check to make sure my math was right. So he hit that 33.3% accuracy on takedowns. And it was nice. It was nice. It's Salty 24, my friend. The walk-off KO with no KO.
A win's a win.
A win's a win, but he didn't win. He
walked. A win.
He walked.
Don't
off.
Give up.
He walked off. He didn't win. Joel said, "This chick knows." Haley said, "Joel, she's representing for the girls." I mean, you already know what it is. John Anik blew this one a kiss today.
Double. It was one like a more little, sleep. Let's little
double
go.
Chef's kiss. It was nice. It was nice. Yeah, folks, we're opposing on a lot of these fights. All right. So we're not going to come to grips here.
We are, huh?
We are. I think.
Wow. Don't tell me you have Fazeev.
I don't.
Okay. We're about to get into it. Let me stop getting ahead of ourselves.
You know what? Justin Gaethje versus Rafael Fazeev. We're just going to get into it right now. We're both on Justin Gaethje. We'll skip that one. And we'll jump right on into the light heavyweight division.
We're skipping it, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're on the same side. What
we're
fun
on
is
the
that?
Same side. Justin Gaethje, let's go.
Justin Gaethje,
let's
baby.
Let's go, Gaethje.
We're not going to jinx it. We put a bet on it. We're good. 250 to go. Alex Pineda coming in against Magomed Ankalaev.
Chama.
Folks. Chama.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wrong fighter.
Chama.
There she is.
That's me.
That's her. She made him a doll. Speaking of which, if you're not already following her, at Sav Jelly. You can see it at the bottom of the screen there, folks, if you're watching the live show right now.
All platforms.
Let's go. Thank you. Thank you, Valadizi. Not a couple, though. Just pod friends. That's right.
Shout out, Miss Mary. We're just
pod friends. My actual life partner is in the other room. She's actually in the
podcast studio.
She's in the studio. She's in the studio.
Not locked in the restroom.
It's not a restroom. It's a podcast studio. But you know what, folks? We got to talk about this light heavyweight fight. Alex Poatan Pereira coming in against Magomed Ankalaev. You got 12-2 coming in against 21-1. A man with 22 fights versus a man with 14 fights. And yet the man with 14 fights has everybody saying his name. I'm sorry. Has everybody saying his phrase. Saying that he's going to win. And gosh darn it, folks. Oh, it's a pick'em now.
What was it before?
He was plus 100. I put a $50 bet on him at plus 100 for Magomed. They're a pick'em now, folks. That's because of me.
Shama.
Oh, man. Tell the people why I'm wrong. Tell the people why you have Mr. Shama himself. And I'm going to pour myself a shot to get on your level.
Let's go. resume. That's all I have to say.
Resume.
Poatan has fought way bigger names than Ankalaev has and has dominantly won every single one of them.
Dominantly.
Shama, we all know about that left hook. That left hook is going to be the reason why he wins again.
So he's tomorrow. So he's dominantly beat every test he's been put in front of.
Yes. All right. Except for Adesanya at middleweight.
Oh, she said it before I could, but the sound effect was there, baby.
Everyone's got a puncher's chance. Doesn't count.
That was not a puncher's chance.
It was absolutely a puncher's chance. What do you mean?
Adesanya does not have one-shot power to save his fucking life, and I say that as an Adesanya
fan. So like a two-puncher's chance.
A 15-puncher's chance. But come on.
Whatever.
Come on.
If I fight you a lot of times, you're going to win one of those times. Same thing.
Actually, you would win because I can't hit women, so I would just...
Okay, so if you could, I would win.
You would lose.
14 times and you would win one out of 15 fights.
I'm sorry, the math is actually not mathing at all. I feel like she is definitely drunk. She's cut off.
I high-fived him instead of...
This was full at the beginning of the night. This is a 1.75 liter bottle. There are not more than three of us in the room. It's time.
This is my first time in Las Vegas.
With MMA Anomaly.
With MMA Anomaly. First live UFC event. Incredible.
Poison, folks. As she usually does at home, she'll be doing a shot of water right now, folks. So cheers. If you do a shot with us. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you new folks, right? I'm looking at Haley. I'm looking at the other noobs of the world here. I'm looking at Salty 24. I'm looking at Joel Janison right now. Let's do a shot, folks. I appreciate you. Cheers to you. Cheers to us. Cheers to all the fuss, the must that we create.
Cheers, me.
Let's go. Cheers. Tink. So Miss Mary said, behind the scenes, and Haley said, oh, never mind. No disrespect to the Miss.
No disrespect. We love Miss Mary.
No. It's okay.
She's amazing.
Speaking of which, those two comments coming in back to back. Miss Mary, pretty soon you're going to have to change that name to Mrs. Oh, let's go. Major killer.
That's so
folks.
Cute.
You like that? That was cute.
That's so cute. So cute.
I'm a fucking cheese ball, man.
Cheesiest.
I'm definitely the cheesiest. Look, I appreciate your argument. The resume is there. And let's talk about that real quick, right?
Shama.
Khalil Roundtree Jr., Jiří Procházka, Jamahal Hill, Jiří Procházka, Jan Błachowicz.
Jiří who?
Jiří Procházka?
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Just checking.
Let's go for that.
Let's go for that.
Let's go for that.
I will go for that. Israel a diss on you?
Anomaly. Get a loss. Let's go.
Israel a diss on you? He won. Sean Strickland, Bruno Silva.
He won one time. Out of how many times?
You can't just say
Adesanya won. But do you really want to open this can of worms?
Like, we're trying to walk the strip at some point, and this is not going to allow that because we're going to talk about this for the next hour. Because they fought three times, and in kickboxing.
I've seen him skipped.
Hold on.
I'll be right back. Hold on.
What is happening?
I got a scoot, y'all.
Andrew said, "Sav a baddie."
Follow me.
Joel said, "Poetan." Valadizi said, "And more KO, Sav." Yep. Miss Mary said 20 on Sav.
Facts. Let's go, Miss Mary.
I like those stats, Sav. Miss Mary said, "I've seen her scoot." I think she was responding to Andrew saying, "Sav a baddie."
Sav's a baddie and she scoots.
She scoots. She's a hoot and she's a baddie. It's true. Andrew, shout out. We'll see you in Vegas. For International Fight Week in June, brother.
Let's go. I'll be there.
Let's go, kid.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Shama.
Sterling's going to be here, I think.
Are we going to see... Oh, my God.
Valadizi.
John Jones versus Aspinall?
Valadizi, are you coming for IFW, my guy? Because we got Sterling coming, I know.
You got to come, dude.
Call yourself Santa Claus, brother. It's okay if you only come once a year. As long as it's to Vegas. the bad jokes just get worse.
We listen and we don't judge.
It's a fact. So yeah, we've talked about his resume. Now let's talk about his opponent's resume in Magomed Ankalaev.
I got a soundboard without a soundboard.
So we got, oh God. I got you. he's faced such UFC greats as Darko Lungambula. You like how I said that name without even reading it?
Yeah.
I know you're impressed.
Yeah. Without even reading
it. Fucking Darko Lungambula? This guy looked like a steroid head from hell. You remember this guy? I know you don't remember him. Hold on.
How do you not remember this guy?
Sherdog is hilarious. Dude, look at this dude. He's so big. That's what she said.
Whoa.
Literally the picture. Come on.
Whoa,
he actually fought in the Venom era? Whoa. All right, we learn something new every day, folks.
About these resumes.
Look at this. This dude's he was created in a lab, dude.
Yeah, that's not legal in UFC.
Yeah, but that was in UFC. That was at Magomed Sharipov versus Calvin Kattar. Do you remember that name, Magomed Sharipov? Longest last name in UFC history? Yes. Leroy once asked a question in the MMA group chat. Hey, what do you guys think is the longest fighter name in UFC history? I said Magomed Sharipov within less than 30 seconds. And I was upset with myself for how fast I responded. Because at that point, I realized how much of a fucking nerd I am. So that was on that fight card.
Where's that button?
So after that, he beat Iwan Kudalaba, not once, but twice. Oh God, are you fucking doing a Jamahal Hill yawning impression? The UFC jokes are so good. So he beat Iwan Kudelaba not once, but twice. The first time was a 38-second finish where Iwan was like faking being hurt. And then in the second one, it was a real time when he was hurt.
So faking being hurt. I just want to point that out just for the record.
Here we go.
Faking being hurt.
Here we go.
Shama.
Shama. Two M's. Shama. Sad tab.
That's my happy son. Tab. Let's go, Juju.
More like happy tab. Let's go, Juju.
I love you, Juju. Let's go. Shout out Sad Tab. Go follow, subscribe to Sad Tab. Let's go. That's my boy.
Salty24 liked and subbed. Have a great night. You have a better one, my friend. We appreciate you. And Sad Tab, we appreciate you, my friend.
Shout out Sad Tab.
Let's go, kid. Let's go, kid. And he said hi.
Hi. Hi, Sad Tab. You're the goat, Sad Tab. Hey. Goat Fortnite player. If you love Fortnite, go follow Sad Tab.
Hold on, Sad Tab. I'm gonna have your mom tell you my gamer tag. Get some games in, kid.
He'll beat you.
It's the Captain 616. We're on the same team. What are you talking about? He'll beat me. We're on the same team.
Huh?
Okay. Your mom doesn't know how Fortnite works. It's okay. I'm gonna teach her. Christ. I'll miss Mary teacher. Salty24 said, to be fair, Pineda was struggling to get down to 185. And he was probably still dehydrated from the weight cut, hence the KO by Pillow Hands Israel. Salty.
Facts.
Look,
but we're
I appreciate
about
the sub.
Light,
I appreciate the like. Okay. But Izzy's got knockout power, brother. It's just not one shot power. So, as the kids say, miss me with that bullshit. Because I'm not here for it. Look, we're going to agree to disagree on this one, I think. And
Shama,
there's a reason that Vegas actually has it now as a pick'em, Sav. So
I do agree that this is Poetan's toughest matchup yet. But he's going to get it done. It's not going to go to decision. Do you think it's going to go to decision?
I think Magomed gets it done via KO.
Magomed via KO.
Yeah.
Now Shama.
And what's crazy is if you still bet on that one right now for Magomed via KO, you can get that at +350. So again, if you put one unit on that, you would get 4.5 back. Quick math, if you put $50 on that, 225 back. $100 on that, you get 450 back.
Shama.
That's what she thinks.
Shama.
All right, folks. We are going to do it. I just decided right fucking now. I'm putting her on the spot. We're going to do a post-fight live. Even if it's only 10 minutes of us recounting the shot bets that we made tonight. And I'm going to bet you right now, Magomed Ankalaev wins that fight. You'll do a double shot and I'll do a single shot.
I don't care what the bet is. I bet. I don't care what the bet is. Okay, what's the bet?
The bet is that Magomed Ankalaev wins for me and Chama wins for you. Loser does a double shot. Loser does a double shot. Winner does a single shot.
Go ahead and take your shots. Chama.
Chama.
Chama. Let's go.
I only hope that she's not hungover tomorrow because Shama. She will be doing shots.
Chama.
Later in the day. Ay, ay, ay. Happy early birthday. Let's go, Sad Tab.
Shout out, Sad Tab. Thank you, Sad Tab. Dude, I love you, Sad Tab.
Absolutely love that. I wish I had a happy birthday soundboard thing. Loser does a double shot. Let's go. We got to kick him in the head.
Let's go. We got the loser right here. MMA Anomaly in the flesh. Let's go. Let's go, Shama, what? Shama, Shama.
Everybody hit this one with a happy birthday in the chat.
Shama.
And look, if you can do us a huge favor, folks, we're about to call it a night. We're about to call it a show. If you could do us but one favor, as soon as we wrap up, as soon as the show is officially done on the MMA Anomaly show, and more importantly, on at Sav Jelly's channel, go over there and leave a comment that says happy birthday at Sav Jelly. It would just mean the world to me. This woman is turning 22 years old. And it would just mean the world to me if you could leave that. You know what? You know what? Even better, say happy 22nd, Sav Jelly. I would say 21, but I don't want to get arrested for giving you shots. So, folks, we appreciate you being here, each and every one of you. Sad Tab, more than anybody. Let's go.
Let's go.
Kick it in the head podcast. Let's go. If you're not already following this man at Headkick Podcast, let's go. kick him in the head.
Kick him in the head. Shama.
Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. Shama.
If you don't remember and you have a hard time remembering.
M&A anomaly. Hey,
Keith.
I have a question.
Right?
I have a question.
Kick him in the head.
I have a question.
Tell me.
Shama or not Shama?
Shama.
That's what I'm saying.
Shama, baby.
Shama.
Can we just talk real quick before we call it a show?
One more sleep. One more sleep.
People make fun of my kind, right? Generic white guys for saying, let's go.
Let's go. LFG.
Chama is literally let's go in Portuguese. That's literally what it translates to.
No, what it translates
it's
to.
It's slang for let's
what?
Go.
What it translates
oh,
to.
Oh, here we go.
It's Chama.
Fucking.
Chama.
When you say things like that, all I can say is
lick, lick, lick my balls.
I thought she was 29.
Yeah.
Let's go, Sad Tab.
Let's go, Sad Tab. Attaboy. And you just got yourself an extra birthday present this year, my friend.
I might sub to you, Sad Tab.
I love it. I'm for sure gonna sub to Sad Tab after this one, folks. Look, we appreciate you. If you don't comment, if you don't like, if you don't subscribe, that's fine. We only truly ask that you do two things if you listen to this show. And these are those things. Keep on going. Keep on growing, folks. And we will see you next episode.
You've been listening to the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. As you may have been able to tell, we dig the MMA. And our passion is to dive deep into the upcoming fights, give you our expert breakdowns, and help you make sense of all the chaos that is the fight game. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, make sure to find us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at MMAnomaly. Be cool, and we'll see you next time.